If you're looking for an accountant to help with your taxes this year, you might have thought to hire one yesterday because there's a nationwide shortage of accountants and auditors. More than 300,000 have left the profession in the past 2 years. This is according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. So what's behind this mass exodus? Adrian Gonzalez is managing editor of the accounting news site Going Concern. And Adrian, we know that, you know, accounting has a reputation of being, you know, kind of an unexciting job, with apologies to my friend Barry and all accountants. But why else might people leave it? What's going on?
You know, I get asked this question a lot, and the answer really is salary. The salaries are not competitive, especially at the starting salaries. And it's turned a lot of young people away from the profession.
Huh. Well, a lot of basic accounting is also now automated. So maybe people are turning to software like TurboTax. But you're saying salary. I mean, can you give us some comparisons? What might they be going to, and what are they going from?
So I can tell you that when I started in CPA Review back in 2007, the starting salary at a big four firm in the Bay Area was about $50,000. And that has barely kind of budged over the years, only now recently that we've been talking about the shortage. Young people are going into computer science, data analytics. These are skills that the profession wants young accountants to have. So young people are kind of looking at this going, well, I have these skills. Why don't I go somewhere that pays better?
Right. We also know there's a shortage of certified public accountants. These are accountants that have a special license that allows them to audit publicly traded companies, you know, create financial reports. But that requires up to a fifth year of college. You just talked about the salary. Someone may not want to take that pay for that fifth year if they don't feel they're going to get it back in their work. You used to work for a company that helps students prepare for this CPA exam. But is it again just salary that means that, you know, fewer students are trying to become CPAs?
That is another criticism. And actually, the CPA gap appeared before the shortage. So many years ago, the AICPA, which is the trade organization of CPAs in the United States, they noticed that fewer people were taking the CPA exam. People were getting accounting degrees in record numbers, but they weren't going on to take the exam. And so that was kind of already in process. And absolutely, the 150-hour rule that says you have to have 150 units for licensure has really been up for much debate in the last couple of years. As sort of, there's been research done on it that it doesn't produce better qualified entry-level accountants. It is sort of a barrier to entry. Some say that it keeps diverse individuals from the profession, which is a whole nother topic, but that definitely has, I think, deterred a lot of people from taking that path.
Well, so what are you hearing? How is this impacting businesses or, you know, people who need CPAs?
Well, we hear a lot on the employer side of people are just exasperated because they simply don't have the talent. We are hearing about much smaller firms that are having to turn away work. Thus far, the larger firms can still kind of make do with what they have. Big four firms aren't turning work down. They're still getting the work done. So we're not at like catastrophe levels.
Right. Well, Adrian Gonzalez, again, it just sounds like at root here is more salary, more incentive.
Pay them better. That's it.
Yep.
Pay them better and work-life balance.
Yep. Adrian Gonzalez, managing editor of the accounting news site Going Concern. Thank you.
Thank you so much.